This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The 3-second pause, a micro-practice for real-time emotional self-awareness. How 3 seconds of stillness can change what you say next. In short, emotional self-awareness does not happen automatically. It happens in the gap between feeling something and doing something about it. The 3-second pause is how you create that gap on purpose, even in the middle of a conversation that is moving fast and pulling hard. Your body signals an emotional spike before your conscious mind catches it. 3 seconds is enough to interrupt the reactive cycle and re-engage clear thinking. This is a trainable skill, not a personality trait. Definition: emotional self-awareness is the ability to notice and name your own internal emotional state in real time, before it shapes your behavior. It means recognizing what you are feeling, understanding why, and seeing how that feeling is about to influence what you say or do next. You are sitting across from your manager. She finishes speaking. Something in her words lands wrong. You feel a tightening in your chest, a heat you cannot quite name. And before that sensation has fully registered, you are already talking, defending, explaining. Your voice has an edge you did not choose. 3 minutes later, the conversation has gone sideways, and you are not entirely sure how. You were not trying to be difficult. You were just reacting. That is a failure mode of emotional self-awareness, not that we lack it entirely, but that we miss the moment it mattered. The feeling was there. The signal was there. We just did not catch it in time. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the 3-second pause as a micro-intervention for exactly this situation. It is part of a broader system I call the core framework, and I teach it in Chapter 5 because it underpins everything else in that framework. You cannot achieve clarity, openness, respect, or empathy in a difficult conversation if you do not first know what you are feeling. This article will give you the full technique. Why real-time awareness feels impossible when emotions are high. Most people understand emotional self-awareness in theory. Ask anyone what it means, and they will tell you know what you're feeling, understand why, manage your response. Clear enough. The problem is the speed of it. Emotions do not wait politely for you to assess them. Your brain has already begun preparing your body for fight or flight long before your conscious mind is caught up. This is the amygdala hijack, the moment your brain's threat detection system takes over, floods your system with stress chemicals, and essentially locks the rational thinking centers out of the process. You can read more about what the amygdala hijack is and how it escalates workplace tension if you want the fuller picture. The result is that by the time you are aware you're emotional, you have often already said the thing you will regret. You were not being careless. Your brain was simply faster than your awareness. Here is the truth of it: self-awareness in a difficult moment is not a character trait you either have or do not have. It is a physical skill you build through practice, and the 3-second pause is the specific practice that builds it. What needs to be true before you can use this? Before the pause can do its work, one thing must be in place. You need to know your own signals. Every person has a small set of physical and emotional cues that appear when their emotional state is rising. A tightening in the jaw, a sudden urge to talk over someone, a warmth that starts in the chest, a drop in listening quality, where the other person is still speaking, but you have stopped hearing them. These are not metaphors. They are genuine physiological responses, and they appear slightly before the emotion fully takes hold. Your body knows before your mind does. If you have never paid attention to your personal set of signals, the pause cannot catch them. So the precondition for this whole process is one round of honest self-reflection. What are the specific physical or behavioral signs that tell you an emotional spike is coming? You do not need a long list. 2 or 3 reliable signals are enough. Once you know them, the technique becomes possible. The 3-second pause, a step-by-step process. This is the process as I lay it out in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. Each step is small. Each one matters. Number 1. Recognize the signal. The moment you feel your personal cue, a tightening, a flush of heat, an urge to interrupt, that is your starting pistol. You do not need to identify the emotion yet. You just need to notice that something has shifted. That noticing is the first act of emotional self-awareness. Number 2. Choose not to speak yet. This is harder than it sounds. The impulse to fill silence, to defend yourself, to land the counterpoint, is strong. Resist it for 3 seconds, not 3 minutes. 3 seconds, a slow breath in, a nod, a quiet "let me think about that for a second." These are all ways to hold the pose without it feeling strange to the other person.
Number 3. Name the emotion inside your own head.
Research in neuroscience has long supported what I have seen in practice for decades. Naming an emotion, even silently, reduces its intensity. Saying to yourself, I am feeling defensive right now, or this is frustration, not anger, to something concrete.
It shifts processing from the emotional center of your brain back toward the rational center.
You do not need to say it out loud.
This step is entirely internal.
Number 4. Identify the trigger, not the story. Ask yourself what specifically triggered this feeling. Not she always dismisses me, but she cut me off mid-sentence just now.
The story is the narrative your mind builds around the trigger.
The trigger is the actual event. Emotional self-awareness requires you to see the difference.
The story compounds the emotion.
The trigger is workable.
Number 5.
Check the gap between feeling and intention. Before you speak, ask one question: is what I'm about to say coming from how I feel, or from what I actually want to achieve here?
If a colleague's feedback has made you defensive, your feeling is defensiveness.
Your intention might be to understand the concern and respond clearly.
Those two things will produce very different responses.
This is the moment you choose which one to act from.
Number 6.
Speak from intention, not from emotion.
Now you respond.
Not from the spike, but from the considered version of yourself.
Your voice is steadier.
Your words are chosen.
You have not suppressed the emotion, and you have not ignored it.
You have simply refused to let it drive.
In practice, steps 3 through 5 happen almost simultaneously once you've built the habit.
At first, they will feel slow and deliberate.
That is fine.
Slow and deliberate is exactly what you need until the pattern becomes second nature.
A quick example. Your team lead says in a group meeting, I thought your section of the report needed more evidence.
You feel a flash of something. Defensiveness.
Perhaps embarrassment.
Your first instinct is to explain yourself immediately.
Instead, you pause.
You name the feeling privately.
I feel called out.
You identify the trigger, a public comment about your work.
You check intention. Your goal is to demonstrate you take quality seriously, not to win an argument in front of colleagues.
You say,
that is useful to know.
Can we find time later this week to go through it together?
That is 3 seconds, properly used.
When the conversation is moving too fast to pause.
Some conversations allow you the rhythm to pause, others do not.
A fast-moving team debate, a performance review with momentum behind it, a confrontation that has already escalated, these do not always offer a natural beat of silence.
In these settings, the pause needs a carrier.
Something brief and social that buys you the 3 seconds without stopping the conversation dead.
There are 3 reliable methods.
Repeat their last 3 words as a question.
Not enough evidence.
This sounds like engagement.
It gives you 3 seconds.
It also, usefully, often prompts the other person to clarify their meaning.
Use a bridging phrase.
That is an important point, or I hear what you're saying are not filler.
Use deliberately. They are a mechanism for creating a breath of space in a fast conversation.
Ask a clarifying question.
What would stronger evidence look like to you?
Shift the focus briefly to them, giving you a moment to catch up with your own emotional state.
You can read more about how the 3-second pause specifically stops tension from escalating in the moment it occurs in this deeper treatment of the technique.
The body language signals you send during these moments matter too. How you hold yourself while you pause communicates as much as the words you eventually choose.
Nonverbal communication in tense situations is worth understanding alongside this practice.
Remote conversations add another layer.
On video calls, a brief pause can feel longer than it is.
The absence of ambient sound makes silence more noticeable.
In those settings, a visible nod while you gather yourself reads as attentiveness rather than hesitation.
Use it.
A quick note before we continue.
Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them.
The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at emondlikforn.com.
Now, back to the article.
Where this practice tends to break down.
I have watched people try this and struggle in predictable ways.
I have made most of these mistakes myself, early on.
The mistake:
treating the pause as suppression.
Why it happens.
Many people confuse pausing with swallowing their feelings.
They pause, say nothing, build resentment, and then release it later in a different conversation.
What to do instead?
The pause is not about suppressing the emotion.
It is about noticing it clearly before you decide what to do with it.
You may still name it out loud after the pause. I want to be honest, I found that comment difficult to hear. That is healthy. That is the pause working correctly. The mistake. Naming the emotion to the other person too aggressively. Why it happens. The advice to name your emotion gets misread as permission to lead with accusations. You made me feel attacked. What to do instead? Name what you feel, not what they caused. I notice I am feeling defensive right now is honest and disarming. You are making me defensive is a charge. The first opens a conversation. The second closes it. Use I statements. Always. The mistake. Only using the pause when things are already bad. Why it happens. People treat the technique as emergency equipment, pulled out when the conversation has already gone wrong. What to do instead? Build the habit in low-stakes moments first. Pause before you respond to an email that irritated you. Pause before you give a spontaneous opinion in a team meeting. The pause becomes fast and natural through repetition in easy conditions. The mistake. Skipping the name, the trigger step. Why it happens. It feels like overthinking when the conversation is live. People go from signal straight to speaking. What to do instead? The trigger step is what separates the emotion from the story. Without it, you're still reacting to the story, even if you paused first. It takes 2 seconds. Do not skip it. If you find that defensive reactions are a recurring pattern for you specifically, the core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers defensiveness builds directly on this foundation. And if you want to see how the full framework applies to staying grounded in any tense conversation, this walkthrough of Core in Practice is the natural next step. Your 3-second pause self-awareness checklist. Keep this with you. Use it before difficult conversations and as a review tool after ones that did not go as you hoped before the conversation. Number 1. Do I know my personal physical signals for emotional spikes? Can I name at least 2? Number 2. What is my emotional state right now, entering this conversation? Am I already carrying tension from somewhere else? Number 3. What is my intended outcome? Can I state it in one sentence that has nothing to do with winning during the conversation? Number 1. When I feel a spike, am I using the pause before I speak? Number 2. Am I naming the emotion internally before I respond? Number 3. Am I responding to the actual trigger or to the story I have built around it? Number 4. Is my next sentence coming from my intention or from my emotional state after the conversation? Number 1. Were there moments I reacted without pausing? What was the signal I missed? Number 2. Did I name my emotion accurately? Or did I confuse one feeling for another? Number 3. What would I do differently with 3 seconds back? This checklist is not a performance review. It is a practice log. The goal is not to get everything right. The goal is to notice more, each time, than you noticed before. That noticing is exactly what emotional self-awareness is built from. Before high-stakes conversations, combining this checklist with a structured pre-conversation practice can reduce the likelihood of emotional spikes occurring in the first place. The conversation pre-mortem technique is one of the most useful tools I know for that preparation. And if you lead others, the connection between self-awareness, emotional regulation, and the tone you set as a communicator is worth examining directly in this piece on emotional intelligence and tone in leadership. The pause is not a trick. It is a practice. As I write and say it right every time, great communicators are not magicians. They are mechanics. The 3-second pause is a mechanics tool, simple in design, powerful in application, and only useful if you actually use it. You will not get this right the first time. You may not get it right the 10th time. There will be conversations where the emotion comes fast and hard, and the pause does not happen. That is not failure. That is information. What was the signal you missed? What was the story you were already telling before the other person finished speaking? Emotional self-awareness is not a destination. It is a daily practice of noticing, naming, and choosing. 3 seconds at a time, you build the capacity to be the kind of communicator people trust steady when things get difficult, honest without being harsh, present without being reactive. The full framework for turning that practice into a consistent system across all difficult conversations is in Say It Right Every Time. But this much you can take with you today next time you feel that signal, pause. Name what you feel, then choose what you say. That sequence is the foundation of everything. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional self-awareness? Emotional self-awareness is the ability to notice and name your own emotional state in real time before it drives your behavior. It means recognizing what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and how that feeling is influencing what you're about to say or do next. How does the 3-second pause build emotional self-awareness? The 3-second pause interrupts the amygdala hijack, the moment your brain floods with emotion and bypasses rational thinking. That brief gap gives you enough space to notice what you're feeling before you react. Over time, the pause trains your brain to check in with itself automatically. Why is emotional self-awareness so hard to practice in the moment? Because emotions move faster than thought. By the time you realize you're angry or defensive, you've often already spoken. The difficulty is not understanding what self-awareness means. It is catching yourself in the half second before your mouth opens. Can you use the 3-second pause in a fast-moving conversation? Yes, 3 seconds is shorter than most people think. A brief nod, a slow breath, or a quiet repeat of the other person's last words buys you exactly this time without creating an awkward silence. Most people in conversation never notice the pause at all. What does the CORE framework have to do with self-awareness? The CORE framework, which stands for clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, depends on self-awareness at every stage. Without knowing your own emotional state going into a difficult conversation, you cannot achieve clarity, maintain openness, or deliver respect with any consistency. How do I know when I need to use the 3-second pause? Watch for physical signals, a tightening in your chest, a rise in your voice, a sudden urge to cut someone off. These are your body telling you that emotion is taking over. Those signals are your cue. When you feel them, that is the moment to pause. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.